Rama writes at the end of Simin Tav Kuf Pei Gimel that there is a minig not to sleep on the day of Rosh Hashanah, and he writes minig nachonhu. It's a proper minig. What is the source of this minig? What are the parameters of this minig? So as usual, they're interconnected. There were some who disagreed with this. The Bach actually quotes the Maharam used to sleep on the day of Tisha B'Av, Rosh Hashanah, excuse me, and some poskim quote this, but this has become a widely accepted idea amongst the poskim. So the most commonly cited reason for this minig is actually quoted by the Rama himself, not in the Shulchan Aruch, but in the Darkei Moshe's commentary on the tour, in the name of Yerushalmi, which we don't really have in our versions of the Yerushalmi. He writes that if a person sleeps on Rosh Hashanah, his mazel sleeps as well. This is commonly misunderstood. It doesn't mean that you don't have good luck on Rosh Hashanah if you're sleeping. The idea is a Kabbalistic idea, which is that people have some sort of a malach which advocates on their account, and it advocates for them when they are involved in Torah and Tefillah. So therefore, during your time of din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging you, so you want to have your advocate going full force, and therefore you need to be awake, and you need to be not only awake, but involved in Torah and Tefillah as well. The Bach quotes a little bit more rational interpretation, basically the same idea. It simply says, how could it be that a person's sleeping while he's being judged? Presumably the idea being, if a person's being judged and he's taking it easy, that shows he's not taking it seriously. He's overconfident. And if you're overconfident, so then that does not bode well in terms of your judgment. I saw a couple of fascinating explanations of the minig, which I think are less widely quoted. I saw in the name of Shmuel Eliyahu the following fascinating idea. He writes that Rosh Hashanah was the time of the chait of Adam Arishon. And the Medrash says, what was part of what was going on, you know, the Nachash is having this whole conversation with Chava about what happened when Hashem and Adam had the conversation about what they can eat and what they couldn't eat. Where was Adam? So he was sleeping. He was taking a nap. And that's what led to the whole downfall. So he has a whole mahalach. You know, David HaMelech, you know, lives on borrowed time from Adam Arishon. The Gemara says David HaMelech hardly ever slept. He was being misakin for chet Adam Arishon. So on Rosh Hashanah, we're being misakin for that chet as well. We're trying to be involved in productive activities rather than sleeping away our opportunities, and which leads to problematic outcomes. I saw in the name of a different sefer, Mate Yehuda, the following idea. Fascinating. He claims that it's not even limited to Rosh Hashanah. It applies to the entire Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. We know that we're more machmir with certain inyanim on the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah than at other times. For example, Pas Yisrael, the Ramah famously quotes. So he says there's really an inyan all year round to not really sleep during the day. So we're machmir on this dafka on Rosh Hashanah, not just on Rosh Hashanah, on the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Okay, so several different interpretations for the reason for the minig. So what are the parameters and how does it relate to our discussion we've had so far? So first of all, the Magen Avraham writes, and it's quoted by the Mishnah Brura, that Yoshev Batel ki Yoshein Dami. If you're sitting around, you're not doing anything, that's the same thing as if you're sleeping. So I think this really makes sense according to all the interpretations, but it's certainly more obvious according to some of them. For example, if we take that Kabbalistic idea that you have a malach that's advocating for you when you're involved in Torah and Tefillah, so that it makes no difference if you're sleeping or if you're sitting around reading the newspaper or doing some other activity which is not Torah and Tefillah. Obviously, it's only working if you're involved. Maybe it's even worse if you're awake. If you're awake, you could be doing something productive, and you're not. Maybe that would be even worse. I think it really makes sense according to all the ideas, but certainly more obvious according to some. But let's get down to the inyan of when this minig applies. So many poskim quote, the Mishnah Brura writes, that after Chatzos, there is more room to be mekel. That Rizal slept after Chatzos, and there's more room to be mekel. So if you assume that has to do with din, so that's where I think this idea comes from, that you're allowed to sleep after Chatzos Hayom. The idea is that the din really takes place more during the first part of the day, whether because that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits in din, or whether because we've already done a good job with our tefillah and with the Tekiah Shofar, and we have less to be worried about now. So therefore, after Chatzos, there's less room to be worried. It seems to me that according to the last couple answers we quoted, that it wouldn't make sense to be mekel after Chatzos. If the idea is that all year round we're supposed to try to be as productive, we're not really supposed to sleep ever during the day, so then that applies after Chatzos as well. If the idea is that, you know, Adam HaRishon thinks as well, after Chatzos should be no different than before Chatzos. What about at the beginning of the day? So many poskim quote that really you should be awake from daybreak, alos ha-shachar, at the very least from sunrise, from Neis HaChama. and makes perfect sense. Again, if the idea is din, so there's an idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits in din dafka in the first 3 hours of the day. So you have to be up already at the first hour of the day. That's the time. You have to get up very early on Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in Halicha Shlomo as justifying the common practice, which is that people do not usually do that. And he says, it doesn't show any laziness on our part. It doesn't show that we're not serious to wake up at the time that we normally wake up. In previous generations, people woke up super early. Nowadays, we normally wake up a little bit after after sunrise, and that doesn't show any lack of seriousness on our part. It's still part of the nighttime sleep. So again, assuming that it's less of a matter of getting your advocate moving during the Shas Adin, and more of a question of how overconfident are you, or the need to be productive and to make best use of your time. So according to those latter explanations, that opinion would make a lot of sense as well. Have a wonderful day, and once again, a reminder, please, to